From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this show on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. The United Nations Annual Climate Conference of Parties is taking place this week in Bonn, Germany, nearly 2 years after the historic Paris Accord was signed and months after Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. from that agreement. Among the most vocal proponents of planetary preservation at COP23 are indigenous communities from all over the world. Over the years, indigenous and native tribes have emerged at the forefront of environmental movements and especially climate justice movements. The COP23 meeting is no exception. So today we'll turn to the powerful voice of Chief Ninawa Huni Kui. He is the president of the Federation of the Huni Kui, which is an indigenous group in the Brazilian state of Acre, part of the Amazon rainforest. Welcome to the program, Chief Ninawa.
Boa noite, muito obrigado. Eu que agradeço.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here today, and I'd like to extend my gratitude to you and to your program on behalf of my people, the Huni Kui, for inviting me to be here with you today.
Can you tell us why you are at the COP23 meeting in Bonn, Germany?
Bom, eu sou participante.
I'm participating at this very important World Summit on Climate Change because the issues discussed here at the Conference of Parties have a direct impact on my community and on the Huni Kui people.
Can you tell me a little bit about where in Brazil you are from? What are the issues that are impacting your community that are directly related to climate?
Bom, o povo Huni Kui, nós vivemos no Brasil.
The Huni Kui people live in the state of Acre, in the Amazon of Brazil, near the border of Bolivia and Peru.
Tem vários temas que na COP está sendo discutido.
There are a number of issues being discussed here at the Conference of Parties that have a direct impact on my people.
Uma deles, primeiro, é a questão das petroleiras.
So, first of all, the oil companies have an impact on my people, and especially near the border of Peru, there's logging and mining and oil drilling going on that pollutes the rivers and adversely impacts my people.
How have your protests been met? What have you been saying to delegates at COP23 about what you would like to see happen in your community?
Então, esse é o segundo e o principal assunto.
The other issue that is crucial to my people and that I am raising my voice about and that I have a message about from my people and from many other peoples is the need to defend life against these governments that are misleading the world with their propaganda and their lies.
How has Brazil's political crisis impacted the preservation of the Amazon and the well-being of your community? Are they selling you out to logging interests and other pro-corporate and fossil fuel interests?
Hoje, com toda essa mudança que aconteceu no Brasil,
today, there are a lot of changes going on in Brazil. There's a lot of business deals being cut to exploit the Amazon. Congress is passing laws that benefit corporations to destroy the Amazon to make money, and these very adversely impact my people and many other peoples that depend on the Amazon rainforest for life and for our well-being. There's no health care, but at the same time, the government is investing a lot of money in REDD, reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation, saying that this carbon offset scheme is going to save the planet, but actually it doesn't, and it's resulting in divisions amongst indigenous people, and a few indigenous people are making decisions for the others, and the communities and the grassroots don't know what's going on, and they definitely don't agree.
A maioria não sabe e não aprova, por isso que há uma divisão muito grande.
Can we as a society learn from indigenous ways of living in order to, you know, find a way to live without fossil fuels?
É possível, sim. Os povos indígenas sempre foram.
Of course, it is possible that we have teachings to help humanity. Indigenous peoples give our lives to protect nature, because we know that nature is key and intrinsic to the survival of all of us. And nature is all that we need. Nature is our supermarket, our medicine, our housing. We do not need to depend on petroleum and fossil fuels. And we can live without selling and privatizing nature. The planet has space for all of us. It's just that these corporations want to profit with the destruction of nature, and capitalism is actually threatening the future of all of us, of humanity.
I'm so glad you brought up the issue of capitalism, because rarely at these climate conferences do we hear the link between endless economic growth and climate disaster. How important is it to raise that issue?
Bom, eu vejo que a conferência é uma conferência muito importante, que é uma conferência mundial. Só que
I think that this conference is crucial for the world. It's a global conference, but really there's only one or two governments that are making all the decisions, and the people of the world's voice isn't being heard. They're not the ones who's deciding what's good and what's bad for humanity. The decisions made here are just to benefit a few, and at the same time, life itself and the future of humanity is up against the ropes. The decisions that are being taken here today affect us, but they affect our children and our grandchildren. I'm really concerned that my children and my grandchildren may not have a territory as indigenous peoples have had a territory like we used to have before colonization took place. So all of this is at stake.
Esse capital, ele traz esse perigo para a humanidade.
What links are you making with other indigenous representatives and community members that are present at COP23 from around the world? Because we know that indigenous groups are on the front lines of the battle for climate justice. Are you making links with them? Are you forging ties?
Bom, nós temos procurado ampliar essa rede, essa aliança de pensamentos com os líderes, principalmente com os líderes espirituais dos povos indígenas.
We are intent on broadening and deepening the alliance of indigenous spiritual leaders to guarantee a change.
Ela pode ser revertida, ela pode ser mudada.
We are sad when we see corporations destroying the gifts of the Creator, whether you call the Creator God or the Great Spirit,
pelo
many names for the Creator.
Né, que muitos chamam de Deus.
We are sad when we see
mas criado por esse grande espírito vivo,
that the governments
criador,
and corporations are
Deus mesmo,
setting the table
hoje,
to get down to auctioning
se
off
na mesa
the animals,
se negociar o valor,
buying
o valor
and selling
animais,
the plants,
o valor da água, o valor da, sabe, do
buying
ar, o valor das plantas,
selling the water,
isso não tem valor.
Buying and selling
isso,
the very air that we breathe.
Toda a humanidade usufruir. É tanto
these
que
gifts
a Amazônia é considerado o pulmão do mundo,
the Creator created for all of humanity
e é esse tipo
are being auctioned off at these negotiations.
Estamos buscando se fortalecer.
So when we as spiritual leaders unite, we also know that we need to strengthen our youth spiritually because we are waging
mas
a giant political battle.
Fazer com que a juventude entenda
we understand
todo,
what is happening.
Grande questão que tá acontecendo
and we believe
planeta.
That Mother Earth
mas uma
is
coisa
powerful.
Que a, nós acreditamos muito nessa força
and part of her protest
e a própria mãe natureza,
are
ela vai chegar um momento em que ela vai cobrar
the
isso
terrible hurricanes
de quem está destruindo.
And the flooding,
e já está
and the drought, and the erratic seasons.
Acontecendo grandes,
they're not
furacões,
talking about Mother Earth here at this
grandes
conference
of the
parties.
Grandes secas,
they're talking about business. They're talking about money. They're
então,
talking
isso,
about capital and
e
carbon credits
COP,
and fracking.
Ela
and
não fala de
supposedly
vida.
Offsetting
ela não fala de
pollution.
Dos animais, a vida dos seres humanos. Ela está falando
I get really sad
quanto nós vamos pagar
when I see
de carbono,
what they're doing
quanto
here.
Nós vamos pagar para construir,
but I am hopeful
para a retirada do gás do sol,
because
quanto
we
vamos
as
pagar
spiritual
offset,
leaders are coming together
compensar a minha poluição.
And
então, isso deixa
praying
a gente muito triste,
and struggling
pensando,
to defend the future of all of humanity.
Porque a nossa esperança, enquanto existir uma liderança indígena em pé, vai existir a luta. Nós não vamos desistir dessa luta. Porque nós acreditamos que é possível mudar. E nós estamos lutando não só pelos povos indígenas, mas por toda a humanidade também.
As we end our conversation with Chief Ninawahuni Kui, he would like to share a song now with our audience as we wrap up this interview. Go ahead.
Pashuri, 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 pashuri. Ah, 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 ah. Honi pushyagun, honi pushyagun, pa ibiranai tun tua, ta ibiranai tun. Vai tum ti turu yasha nembu ti turu yasha nembu na imanini unipu viagun unipu shiagun unipu chanima ti turu yasha nembu ti turu yasha nembu na imanini. Jubu pu viagun, jubu pu shiagun, jubu pu chanima, chituru ya shanembu, chituru ya shanembu na imanini. Chituru ya shanembu, chituru ya shanembu na imanini. Unipu viagun, unipu shiagun, unipu viagun, unipu shiagun, chituru ya shanembu, chituru ya shanembu na imanini. Jubupu viagun, jubupu shiagun, jubupu chanima, chituru ya shanembu, chituru ya shanembu na imanini. Nai mani ni.
Thank you so much for that. That was very moving. Would you like to explain the significance of that to our audience?
Essa é uma canção, uma música.
This is a song to give strength to the leaders of the world who defend life.
Então, who defend the environment,
who defend spirituality,
and all the goodness of this planet. Que defende todas as coisas boas do planeta.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Chief, for spending this time with us and sharing some of your wisdom. Good luck to you.
Eu que agradeço e eu espero que essa voz ela possa ser divulgada.
Well, I want to thank you for helping
todos os seres humanos, aqueles que têm
my voice to be shared with the world, with all human beings of good hearts, that are open to hearing this message. And this is not just my message, this is not just the message of Ninawa Hunikui. This is the message of all indigenous people who are worried. I want to thank you on behalf of my people, on behalf of indigenous people, but also on behalf of those non-indigenous people who are committed. And in this time of struggle, I also thank all of your team. May the Great Spirit give you the strength to continue to help indigenous peoples and all those who defend Mother Earth.
O povo que luta, né? Os ativistas que lutam em defesa da vida. Muito Rauch, Rauch, Rauch.
My guest has been Chief Ninawa Hunikui. He's the president of the Federation of the Hunikui, which is an indigenous group in the Brazilian state of Acre, part of the Amazon rainforest. He joined me from the COP23 meeting in Bonn, Germany. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.